Chapter 4. The Countdown. Ray was having a night in when Boston showed up. He wasn't sure how Boston knew he was at home, but Boston didn't come to talk anyway. Just inside the door, he was polite enough, but once his shoes were off, he straightened and looked at Ray intensely for long, indecipherable moments. Was he angry? Sad? Horny? Ray couldn't tell. "Tom, you okay?" Ray asked, offering Boston a hand on the step up into the apartment. Boston didn't answer. He pushed Ray against the wall and kissed him. Ray kissed back. Like it was the exact wrong thing to do, Boston shrank away, rubbing his hand over his mouth, pacing in a little circle. He reached into his pocket and pulled out something. "I need a favor, Ray." Ray realized that the thing in Boston's hands was a condom, as he turned it and the side that said Durex showed instead of the foil. Boston toyed with the condom, turning the silver foil over and over in his hands. The muscle in his jaw flexed. His eyes flicked between his fingers and Ray's face. He couldn't seem to hold his gaze on Ray, which was wildly unlike perpetually assured, impassive Boston. "Is it something weird?" Ray asked. His voice pitched up half an octave higher. It wasn't intentional, but it was enough to crack the odd, anticipatory vibe crowding the room. "If it's something weird, you can just ask. I can be weird." Boston clapped his hand over Ray's mouth, and Ray stilled. His heart thudded jackrabbit fast in the back of his throat, and his mouth flooded with a metallic tang of fear. But heat also bloomed in the pit of his belly, throbbing and insistent. Boston had never scared Ray how he seemed to scare Mew, like the way Boston conducted his life was so inexplicable it carried some inherent note of danger. Once upon a time, Ray had tried to reason Mew out of experiencing someone else's choice as a threat. He never got far. Mew too easily couched it in terms of reasonable fear for Boston's safety and happiness. Ray had also never told Mew about the things he and Boston did, so Ray was afraid of what Boston could do to him, if he chose. "I'm cashing in that favor. All I need you to do is lay there and stay hard," Boston said. "Shouldn't be difficult, even for you." It was the first truly cutting thing Boston had ever said while they were alone together, and Ray was so unprepared for that meaner version of Boston that the words themselves barely stung. Much more important was the spasm of recrimination that flashed across Boston's face. He jerked his hand away from Ray's mouth and wiped his palm on his thigh. "It's fine," Ray said, flashing a small smile. "I'm annoying. I get it." Boston exhaled hard and shoved his hands through his hair. "You weren't being annoying just now. Sorry." Ray shrugged. It was in his nature to keep scores of offenses and apologies, but over time the balance of that scale had swung wildly toward him owing more sorries than he could ever give. He didn't have an estimate for the number of times Boston had driven him home, got him into bed, wiped puke from his face. Any way Boston wanted to take that out on Ray, he more than deserved. "I can do what you want me to," Ray said. It was weird not being the one asking for something. Ray spent half his life asking for things, begging for them, whining and pleading behind the mask his father's money bought him. Ray had everything. Ray still wanted more. There was an unfillable, hollow place in his chest. Boston coming to Ray after 3 years of never asking for anything felt like a kind of trust too fragile for Ray's clumsy handling. If Ray were smart and kind, he'd take it back. He had no fucking idea if he could give Boston what he needed, and Boston deserved more certainty than that. Ray was so, so bad at doing the right thing. "Don't ask me questions about this," Boston said at last. There was tightness on his face, in the lines of his body. Ray laughed. "Tawn, do I ever?" The thrumming, nervous tension slid off Boston's shoulders. Ray counted that as a rare tally in the column of things he managed to do right. Boston nodded. "Clothes off." Ray pulled his clothes off with shaking, graceless hands and tossed them aside. Boston shucked off his shirt and jeans. He wasn't wearing any fucking underwear, and that did something to Ray he could not have explained if his life depended on it, and tossed them over the back of a chair. A smattering of little purple bruises ranged across his shoulders and collarbone. Ray almost asked if Boston had fun last night, but he choked the question down. He shimmied to the center of the bed and circled a hand around his cock. He was a little hard already. Boston did that to him just by virtue of being Boston. That chance to be good just upped the ante. "Get yourself hard and put that on," Boston said, pointing to the condom. Ray swallowed. "I haven't..." "I know you haven't, Pillow Princess," Boston said. He fished a bottle of lube from his bedside table drawer and cut his gaze to Ray. "It's fine. I'm gonna do all the work." With anyone else, Ray would have taken the vague insult and run with it, spiraling into the indignation and rage that simmered behind his ribs. But with Boston, Ray didn't have anywhere to hide. There wasn't a single sex thing Ray had ever done that he hadn't tried with Boston first. Once or twice with other guys, Ray had seriously considered calling Boston to see if he thought Ray would like something. Ray never had, but he'd also said no to those one-off guys. Ray licked his palm and circled his hand around his cock, but it was a formality. Mostly, he watched Boston pop open the lube and drizzle it onto his first two fingers, then reach behind and push those fingers inside himself. Ray watched Boston's face crease into a move discomfort, then he adjusted his hand and his eyelashes fluttered against his cheeks at the flush of pleasure. Boston eased his fingers out and opened his eyes. "Condom?" Ray jumped. He'd completely forgot about the condom, because he'd never been the one wearing it. He ripped open the foil package with visibly shaking hands. He'd felt less like a fumbling virgin when he lost his actual virginity. Boston didn't care, waiting impassively. Ray rolled the condom on and didn't know what to do with his hands afterward. Boston crawled onto the bed and straddled Ray's hips. His expression was focused more than anything else. Intent. He picked up Ray's hands and set them on his hips. Ray could feel the solidity of Boston's pelvis beneath his thumbs. "I didn't know you liked this," Ray said. Boston looked down at Ray and cocked his head.
"You never asked."
Which was true. "Sorry." Boston flashed a thin smile.
"Just hold still."
There was something else Ray needed to say, but he didn't know what it was, and it didn't matter. It was already too late. Boston reached behind himself to curl a hand around Ray's cock and position it. And then he sank down like this was something he'd practiced. Like it was something he did every night. The last coherent thought Ray had was that the amount of things he didn't know about Boston could drive him crazy. Ray liked to be babied into getting fucked. He liked being opened up one finger at a time, pleasure a pressure in the cradle of his hips that he could ride for a long time without falling over the edge. He didn't want to feel it in the morning. Too many of the choices he made at night were obviously bad ones in daylight. Boston set a hard, driving pace that absolutely guaranteed that he'd be walking with a hitch in his step the next day. It tracked. Boston played to win. Not that it mattered. Whoever he was actually competing with, it wasn't Ray. Which was fine. It was an honor to be chosen as Boston's tool, or something like that. Boston didn't do repeats, and even if no one else would ever know, Ray knew he was the asterisk to that. As he rode, Boston's muted, huffed-out exhalations gradually deepened to lower groans. He tipped forward and braced himself with hands on Ray's shoulders. Their fingers dug in hard to each other, hips and shoulders, enough to leave constellations of bruises on each other. Boston was already indelibly marked onto Ray's fucking soul. Spatters of marks were really just that reality temporarily made physical. It didn't take that long, in the end. Ray's body didn't know how to process this kind of sensation, so wildly different from what he knew. He wasn't totally sure he actually liked it. He felt somehow less in control than he did bottoming, his brain stuck on, "I'm inside you, I'm inside you, I'm inside you." Boston eventually shifted his weight to one hand and used the other to fist his cock. He stripped himself roughly and came across his hand and Ray's stomach. His thighs squeezed tight around Ray's hips. That Ray really fucking liked. He gasped out, "Oh, fuck," and Boston finally opened his eyes. "You have about 30 seconds before I'm not going to be able to keep going," Boston said through gritted teeth. Ray knew what it felt like to be fucked after you came, the shocking, overwhelming sensation of it that your nervous system didn't know how the fuck to interpret. Knowing Boston was feeling that because of him coalesced the heat and pressure in his balls and hips to something that he couldn't describe with words, and he came hard, buried inside Boston. Ever the romantic, Boston pulled off with a grimace and flopped down next to Ray on the bed. "Fuck. Yeah. Yes." Ray tipped his head to the side to look at Boston's profile, flush-cheeked and damp with sweat at his temples. "Feel better?" Boston shrugged. "I feel different." "Is that good?" Boston turned his head to look at Ray. "You did good," he said. "So, thanks."
"Anytime."
Ray should mind being an obvious stand-in more. He didn't.